fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey. Whoa, that was loud. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to this very super special, emotional, controversial, religious Sunday night edition of the Madhouse. With me on the line, I assume I have the dirty ass milkman. Milkman, are you there?
Hey, baby, what's happening, man?
Hey.
This is gonna be good, man.
Hey,
I'm all pumped.
Hopefully, we got everything we need. We got a good phone car. Thank you very much, milkman.
Yep. I got plenty more. I got two more, so we've got plenty to go.
Awesome, awesome. We got that going. What else? Lonesome Losers in the chat room, as always. Thank you very much, Mr. Lonesome.
How could we do it without him? He's our man.
I don't know. The PC would be at a huge disadvantage without Lonesome Loser, that's for sure. And you know what? I got to turn on the TV. The TV's on.
He's a trooper. I mean, he is our ground troop, our man in the trenches.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know how we do what we do without him, you know? Because he comes through with such quality numbers, and thank you very much, as always.
Exactly, man.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And everybody else out there, thank you very much for listening. Pretty good numbers out there as far as listeners are concerned, so I thank you all for joining in. A little bit of Mary Jane here for y'all as I spark up what's left of my marijuana stash, and I think I'm going to quit after what I have left, Milkman. It might be time to quit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Uh-oh, you're going to have to take a break now.
Huh? I'm going to start smoking crack, I think. No. No, my sources for...
Oh, shit, man.
No. My sources for weed have gone away. He's gotten in trouble with the law, his brother.
Right.
And he started actually sleeping with his mother-in-law, who's about 5 years older than him.
Oh.
Yeah. So his dad marked him out to the cops that he's dealing, so he's all scared. And I don't want to go through the trouble finding someone else.
Oh.
I think it might be time for me to quit.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and I can buy alcohol still, so I think I'll do drunk shows from now on. Since KDK looks like he might be stopping that for some while, which I applaud him. I applaud him for going on the wagon.
Exactly.
He did a sober show last night, and it was actually a really good show. He's always worried. But you know what? That's how
it
I see.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I get worried about, you know, not being able to get high, but I'll probably do good. I think that music's too loud. I don't know.
Actually, you'll get over the shock after the first couple weeks to couple months if you stay with it that long. And after that, you know, you're like, oh, well.
Yeah, well, I did...
It just clouds me.
I did 4 months about this time last year, all the way up until Christmas Eve. And then I got into issues with my ex-girlfriend. We broke up at that point. And shit started going crazy around me, and I fell off the wagon. And I started smoking again, so... Here's to saying weed free again. You can do it. I got enough for two nights left, tonight and tomorrow. I might save that last day's worth for next Thursday, do my last show.
There you go. Well, man. Right. Nicely, when I laid off, man, I couldn't get down past the last half a joint every month or two.
Really?
So finally, when I gave up, man, that's the level I was at. And then spent 11 years, man, since I had doing the con job.
Yeah, well, hey, good for you, man. So it's been a long time.
I've been a good boy, though.
Yeah, you've been a good boy. Well, you deserve it. Man, you deserve
it. I spent so many thousands of dollars growing up.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine how much I spent on weed. I started smoking.
Oh my God!
I started smoking like in 2000. So I'm thinking in the last 5 years, I probably smoked.
Oh really? 2000?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to hear when I started.
Oh yeah, let's not get into that.
Probably before you was born, son.
Back then, as they say in that movie Half Baked, back when you started smoking, a nickel bag cost a nickel, right? Is that how it was?
No. Oh yeah, it cost a nickel. Actually, cost less. You could buy the whole ounce for $15.
Oh my God, $15 for a
whole
ounce.
Yeah, and you'd fold the sack over the top. If it didn't fold all the way over the top, then that was full.
Really? So
yeah.
What was a lid back then? A lid, right?
Well, wasn't just that, a lid is just whatever, you know, whatever you normally get it at. If it's a OZ, if you're scoring OZs normally, then that, you know, you got OZ, that's your lid.
Oh, okay. I thought a lid was an actual amount of
weed. A lot of people, as time went on, back at first, no. It varies on what your regular amount would be.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But back in the day, you know, OZs was the way to do it. Actually, two OZs was your lid, because you got two OZs for 30.
Yeah. Okay. OZ? Ounces. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I was like, this whole time, I've been like, what the hell?
Yeah, OZ.
Well, what the hell is an OZ? This whole time, I was thinking, anyway, well, that's cool.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't even think about it. That's my old old lingo back from my head days in 1917, you know?
Uh-huh.
See, you know, since I've actually stopped now, I have to let you hear what I really sound like. Now, this is my impersonation voice of a normal person, but
this is what I really sound like since I had to quit Carlito.
Is that what did it, huh?
This is what the milkman has to do now.
Yeah,
I normally ride around on a Rascal scooter.
Oh man! All right. Well, hey, Nunu says that it's time to do pranks. He's also saying that you started smoking. He says you started smoking in 1923. So, explain
that's
that.
Very correct. Yeah, exactly. I was born in 1917. I was a young boy.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Grandpa started the brownies when I was a young Amish lad.
Where's my, you know? There we go. Yeah, I had a gun. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just I have to take control sometimes.
Okay.
I had the gun just messing with me. So yeah, all right. Let me as Nunu's clamoring over. Yeah. Let me get started with a prank call here.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
Set up, boy.
Let's set it off.
And let's shout out real quick. DTT, the Dead's in the house. We've got Brandon in Vegas. Boom, me. Lifey, all our buddies out there, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
It's going to be a good ride.
Thank you for joining up. We've got numbers for James Conman.
Of course, the Lonesome.
Lonesome is right. Of course, Lonesome. We got numbers for James Conman, Alfonso Crook. I've already called Alfonso Crook. That's one of my calls that I have. I got Moafak Puta, Phil Puta, Sharika Puta, Janina Puto, and Nika Moles. Interesting. That's funny. A Latina woman answered at 916 at the name of Janina Puto. Puto meaning a male bitch. Kind of, you call someone a puto, you're pretty much telling them off. That's a big Mexican thing. They call people putos and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll have to call.
You're looking to get your ass kicked.
You call someone a puto, you're looking to get into trouble in Mexico or in California, Southern California.
Yeah,
you definitely
they were fighting words.
Yeah, those are fighting words. Everybody, bear with me. I'm just setting everything up.
Cabron.
I started the show about 10 minutes after walking in the door with a handful of groceries. I've been running all over the place today and Sunday. I never rest. So that's why I'm playing music now while I get everything set up audio wise and phone. I got to connect the phone and I got to go grab my beer out the fridge, and let me get this here set up right quick. Hang on, there we go. We can't have a show without applause, you know.
Oh yeah, man. See, we've got our audience here.
Yeah, exactly.
Our in studio audience.
Exactly. I had to make sure that was working. Let me close that all out there. Put that on the bottom of the screen so I can click on that whenever I need to. Actually, I got to change that. Bam. We're almost there. Hang on, everybody. We'll start up in just a second. What's been going on with you, Milkman? How was your weekend?
Man, it's been a pretty good weekend, except for my ISP. God darn. It's been a tropical depression that's been passing through here in rain for about almost a month straight.
Okay.
And, man, my ISP's been getting, like, major gas problems, flatulating big time. I'm sitting there, you know, in the middle of a connection, that thing takes a fart, and heck, I might be off for a minute, I might be off for hours.
Oh.
And my connect speed's down to about 25% of what it should be.
Right. Well, that sucks,
yeah,
man.
It's been
that
sucky.
That's bullshit right there, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. All right. Well, let me try to...
So if I get smacked out, just, you know, I'll be back as soon as I can, man,
yeah,
okay?
Well,
something
right.
happens to me.
Yeah, something happens, just message me, and we'll get you on. Okay.
Right.
Well,
same procedure.
Let's call Janina Puto. It is 9:36. We'll be right back with the first call of the night. You're listening to the Madhouse Special Edition on Sunday.
Hello.
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 Hello. Buenas tardes.
What?
Buenas tardes, how are you? Hello?
No speak Polish.
May you speak
no
to...
No speak English.
Speak to me, bitch. Hey, can you help me out? I need some pussy, man.
Hello?
I'm looking for some pussy, man. Some pussy, man. You got some pussy, man?
I speak English.
What do you speak, man?
The Polish.
You speak Espanol?
No.
And what do you speak, you stupid Mexican? What do you speak?
Bye.
Italian? You speak Italian? You speak French? What are you? Hey, puto!
Stupid cock. God damn it.
I don't speak anything.
He doesn't speak anything. He knows what's up. He knows he's going to get...
Yeah.
Get pranked. He knows.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Opening up with puto.
Yeah, right. That's what they get for
it's
opening.
It's a pussy.
Yeah, you want some pussy, man. That's what they get for doing it. All right.
Lead him in, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got Muafak Puta. Muafak Puta.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Puta?
No, she's not here.
Who am I speaking with, then?
I'm her niece. Who is this?
God damn it. Look here. This is Shiriko. This is Shiriko.
Okay.
And I want to understand what's the whole thing with the advertisement here in the phone book with the puta, man.
Okay.
Well, you know what that means. I'm looking for my son.
Well, excuse me. It's a last name. It has nothing to do with that word, okay?
Don't you fucking yell at me. What do you think you're talking like that to me for, huh?
Who do you think yourself is?
Some putas, who I'm talking to. Some bitch, I'm the niece. I know who you are.
Well, excuse me, so don't call here again, or I'll let you down.
Oh,
okay?
I'm so afraid.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck you, fuck your mother, fuck your aunt, you fucking bitch. come on, bring it up. Come on, well, you got a problem? You want to go toe-to-toe to me? You don't want to answer my problem?
Please enter your destination number now.
No uppity bitch. Don't talk like that to me.
That was good.
I had to come across so rude to me. What the fuck's her problem?
That's not
man?
The word.
Yeah, anyway. So yeah, Sean Ward is not on tonight. Sean Ward is
the warden. Where the heck is our warden?
He's filming some. Him, he's filming some TV shows or something. I don't know.
Am I? Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a cross-platformer here.
Yep. He's moving up, so he's doing some kind of show or something. He's recording, so he's not going to be in this week.
Okay.
He'll probably be in like a midnight, I think, according to... You don't ever go to the forums, do you?
Sometimes I do. Not a lot.
Okay.
Not lately, since all the crap's been going on. I haven't really been over there. I've been having some trouble with my PC, and then last week I had that incident where I got caught in the milking machine, and now my fingers have completely grown back on.
Oh, well, that sucks. So, yeah. All right, well... You know, keep on trucking. That's what they say.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lonesome, for coming through with that number. And that kind of worked out. Still waiting on him to come through with some more. I'm sure he will in a second. He works very hard over there. Let's see what else I can do here. I'm not going to stay on too long, actually. So I can't...
Okay.
I'm not going to stay on too long. I might do to a little bit after 10, 15, 10:30 or something like that. Maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. Just trying to do a little something for everybody out there. There's a lot of people listening right now, so.
Yeah, let's do it.
Trying to get my prank on, and I'm offering it up to anybody else who wants to go on. It doesn't look like Reclude's on, but I know Zolar is jumping in and out. He might want to do a show.
Cool.
Yeah, maybe a repeat of the whole Super All-Star show we had a few weeks ago. Maybe he'll like to do it. Yeah, I've told him. And he's come across, and he's having computer problems, so let me see, actually.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't said anything. He's working on it. So maybe he'll be on, maybe not. We'll see. Randy Dandy saying that someone is in the chat room with his name. Not NPC.
Where?
Good. I don't know what he says. Someone's in his name in the chat, but not.
I don't see him even on any of the servers. It's only coming back with just his name.
Yeah, well, he's Randy Dandy, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not. I just checked. He's not on any server anywhere on the server other than here.
Yeah, exactly. Well. Anyway, yeah. I'll keep you posted if Zolar gives me a message if he's going to be on or not. I'll let you all know what's going on with that. Let me actually send him a text message. Real quick. Are you interested in going?
Randy Dandy, you ought to go ahead and do a nick change now because I don't see you anywhere but PCU.
Yeah, I see, like I said, I see a Randy Dandy too. I don't know if that's him or what.
That's it.
That's it. All right.
That's him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. He
so change your name.
Yeah, he should. And yeah, you're supposed to.
And register it.
I'm putting you as an op. I already got permission to do that yesterday. So yeah. And oh, okay. And Madman's right. Confirming there's no such lazy Nick. No such person under that name. So he's well. Yep. Randy's has changed his name. Okay. So Randy's okay. He put a symbol at the end of his. Shit. There he goes. There you go, Randy. Randy figured it out. Good work, Randy. Congratulations.
Yeah, retype. There you go. All right.
There you go. Okay, let's do another call. Let's see what I got working here. Everybody, if you have any calls, any numbers you want to submit to me, now would be the time. AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio. And MSN is Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. Google Talk is Madhouse Radio, which nobody talks to me at, so, yeah, whatever. Oh, except for Milkman. Milkman's the only person that talks to me on there.
Which yeah, sucks. Man.
Yeah, so, hey,
the man.
How's Trillian working for you, Trillian Pro? We got the hookup.
Oh,
with that.
Man. Hey, I got to do a big shout-out to my brother, Boo-Man. Yeah, man, Booney got us set up, man, with the Trillian Pro.
Cool. That was
and
great.
This thing is... Mad. Right, mad.
Good.
I mean, it does so much stuff, dude.
What does it do other than what the basic does? You know
well,
I mean?
Okay, it's got two other services. Actually, if you got your own home network, let's say like you got computers in your house,
yeah.
You can create your own messaging program right in the house, like from computer to computer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's the Rendezvous. And then there's another one called Jabber. I don't know who all use it. I think... G-Talk, Google's using a version of Jabber, but I ain't figured out which one it is.
Okay.
But other people that are using Jabber, you can also now enter there.
Well, Jabber, also, yeah, Jabber is Google Talk, right, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, but I got to find a server name, and once I get the server name, then I'll be on there with that.
Oh, I've got instructions. I know how.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you a link after the show.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Send them over, man.
And then the
logging is, like, incredibly crazy, man. I mean, it's so detailed, it gives you a time scale, the amount, the duration. You can search by name, by word.
Wow.
You know, it completely logs everything. And also, it shows all your icons now of all your people. In the main window, it's really cool, man.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that very much. All right. I'm going to do that as well after the show. I'm just behind on shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, man. We'll get you set up, man. You get a few minutes. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, okay. Good deal. Well, we'll do that. All right, let's do another call real quick for everybody. Try to get in as many as I can here while I have time. James Conman in Michigan. Let's go ahead and give him a call.
I wonder if he was on that Con Air flight.
I don't know. Con Air in the movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, well, is this maybe the guy that I called asking him if... Yeah, I think I already talked to this dude, though.
Oh, I don't know.
I think I called him once asking him if he gets pulled over a lot with his last name. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, hey, look at this. We got Melvin Reaper just came in. Melvin Reaper. Some foreign-sounding old lady who answered about 6 minutes ago. And that's from Lonesome. So we're going to go ahead and try that, then. Give me one moment here, and we'll get down the line. Thank you for everybody. Be right back with the next call.
All right.
Peace.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Sunday. What are you calling for?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Reaper. We need him to come in tomorrow. We're going to be filming some stuff for Halloween, and we need the Reaper to come down. We heard it's very grim tonight.
To who?
Well, we're filming some Halloween specials, and down here at the local station here at Arlington at the NBC affiliate, we're going to be having people with Halloween-like last names, and Mr. Reaper is top on our list, and he's eligible for a trip to Disney World and $5,000 courtesy of the Big Y grocery store.
Oh.
You think he could be here about 6 a.m. here at the NBC station? We'll put him on, and We're gonna have women who'll give him a massage and everything.
I do, thanks, Phil.
Well, what's wrong? Is it the massage?
Well, give me your name and who you're calling from.
Well, my name is Jack Valenti.
Yes.
You need me to spell that for you?
I also want to know who you work for.
Well, I work for the NBC station here in Arlington.
What NBC station?
NBC Channel 12.
I didn't know they had one here.
Well, now you do. Is there a problem with NBC?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
What, are you some stinking Democrat? You didn't even go to church today, did you? Well, don't just sit there. Go, go, go. I command you to speak. Speak with Melvin, please. Damn it, woman, I know you're there.
We're about to send a news chopper over top of her house now.
Yeah, we're going to send a news chopper over top of your house now. All right, bitch. Well, I'm going to hang up then, rude bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitchy, bitchy, bitchy. Bitch.
Yeah, I think I hear the chopper moving.
Yeah, I thought I heard it. I used to have a good chopper sound effect, but I don't have it anymore. I lost the bitch.
Oh, shit.
She just didn't want to talk either.
Yeah, she's no fun. Where was she at, that grouchy old bag?
Yeah. You know, I need to come up with better fake names, because I keep using Jack Valenti.
Well,
you know what I mean? I gotta come
Jack
up
Valenti
with...
is a good name, though, man. It's,
All right, well...
I do think it's a good one. I got some... numbers here I'm sending you, they're coming in too, man.
All right, cool. Send us on
some
in.
Some dedicated numbers right here.
Good deal. Send them on in. We'll do that. I got an Alexandru Jigga in California who answered. A lady answered there, that number, 945, about 6 minutes ago. It came from Lonesome Mozo. I got your numbers coming in. If you want to send in anything else to us here at the Madhouse through the chat room, you can do that. Visit kdkprankcalls.com. You can reach us and send us anything you'd like. Let's say what's up to Reclude, who I see has joined the chat room as well.
He sent in a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Okay. Good. Reclude. Yeah. Hey, Reclude. By the way, if you feel up to it, I'll be going off the air at about 10:30 in about a half hour or so from now. So if you want to take over after that, or Zola wants to take over, or KDK wants to take over, anybody out there wants to take over, by all means do so. And welcome to Nigga Stole a Bike, who's also in the chat room now, of course. Alrighty, well, let me continue moving on. And did you send me those numbers yet, or am I waiting on you still?
Yeah, I sent one in AIM. That first set there, that's Nunu.
Alright, let me get that in AIM. Hang on. There it is. No, it's not. No, it's not. There it is. I don't have it.
You give a little bio on it.
I don't have it from you. Let me see if Reclude. No, Reclude hasn't sent it yet. Nope. I don't know. You sure you sent it? I don't have it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll send it again.
Yeah. It says you signed off, actually. Off of AIM. So I don't know.
I'm off AIM?
Yeah. It says you're signed off. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, I'm online.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. In the meantime, you get that work, and we'll call Mr. Jigga real quick.
All right.
Got to get the right Jigga music here before moving forward. What do I have for Jigga?
I'll just send them to you here on Google Talk if you had a problem. Then it's
okay.
Not a problem.
All right, go for it. All right, we'll be right back, everybody, with the next call. It is now 9:53. You're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off, nigga. I got you.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening. What's with the echo?
Hello?
What's with the damn echo?
Who?
You. Hello?
Yeah.
First of all, lower your voice, okay? Why are you talking so loud? What's the matter with you? You listening to me?
No.
What do you mean no? Why are you saying no then?
I don't know who is you.
Well, I don't know who is you, you stupid liar.
Nah.
Can I speak with Jigga, please? Jigga. Can I speak with Jigga? Hello.
He's not here.
Well, who's this? Is this Miss Jigga?
Yeah.
Jigga. Jigga. Jigga, Jigga. Jigga who? Jigga what? Hello?
Yeah.
Jigga who?
I don't know who.
Jigga what? You know what I'm talking about?
I guess she doesn't understand that. That was kind of stupid. Goddamn calls aren't working tonight. This is what I get for trying to do a great super special edition show. It's a bunch of crap because it's no good. Damn it, man. Crap on the hand stick. All right, let's see what else is going on. Someone get a hold of Reclude. Reclude, give me a call. Anybody else give me a call. You can call the toll-free line. It's open.
Yeah,
888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 888-278-8509. Yeah, Reclude, by all means, give me a call here. Let me know if
I don't think you're logged in to AIM. That's what it is.
I'm not logged in to AIM.
No, yeah. It shows you're not logged in. I'm going to send this to Google.
All right. Yeah, send it to Google. That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Your dot's closed. That's why I couldn't send it to you. That's what I couldn't figure out.
Okay.
All right, that's noon, and here's a shitload I'm going to be coming from Reclude.
All right, cool.
Reclude's going mad with the numbers here.
All right, cool. See, that's a good sign. Reclude should go on, I think. Reclude should let me do my thing for a little bit, and then he should go on.
Hell yeah. Reclude follows up with the freaking double gag bang tag team on this night. This will be a good one, man.
Yeah,
listeners will really get a benefit.
The goddamn truth is I'm trying to I got some stuff I got to do here in the apartment and maybe some TV to watch or something, but if I'm saying I'm doing something for y'all right now, then Reclude take over, and then I can even join Reclude on the Gizmo or Milkman. You're welcome to help him out too.
I'm always up, man. Let me know.
That's up to Reclude. So give me a shout out, Reclude, and we'll hand it over to you. Okay, let's stop talking about that now. Let's give a call. Yeah, that's John Covered. That's some new news number. He hates Evolution. Tell him he's went a holiday to the Galapagos Islands. I like that very much. Tell him how nice they are, how great the weather is, the fans of Charles Darwin, discovering the theory of evolution. Okay, we'll do that. But I'm going to take a mini break here because I need to get some beer out of the fridge because my system is lonely right now. Let me pull a song that I'll play real quickly, one song, as I hit the bathroom and take a whiz real quick, and then we'll start the show back with that call for Nunu before it gets too late for him, because over there it's like, 3 in the morning or 2? I don't know what the hell. What the hell's going on over there? But you know, I don't know what this is. I don't know what to fucking play. I'm not prepared.
Our little D.O. Kaishan takes a time.
Right, you're on the mat out.
Hey, what's up there, fuckers?
Hey, what's up, bitch? How you doing there, Reclude?
Hey, not bad, man. Let's insult some people.
All right. Doesn't it always feel to insult people? This makes my...
Oh, yeah.
It gets me ready to go into work. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah. Where do you work at again?
I don't work. I breed champion horses, man. You know that. No, I don't. I work at an office, and we translate shit, and I don't know. It's a weird place. It's like a law firm kind of thing, but they do a
like
lot of
like fucking deadbeat, like wetback languages or
wetback languages, Chinaman languages, Arab languages.
That's good for you. That's good.
All right, now,
good
well,
for you. Speak the white man's language. That's great.
That's right. Well, I'm supporting the white man myself. you want to call this dude who's selling a Bichon Frise or your number? Actually, or we can call this John Calvert actually for noon if you want.
Yeah, that's good. I called him last week. Yeah, we'll call him again.
All right, cool. All right, good deal. I've never called him, but we can try that. His plan is we should call, tell him he's on a holiday to the Galapagos Islands.
No, you know what's funny? It's like, I called him last week. I told him about the theory of hand release.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. Did you really? What was his...
he got real pissed at me. He said... Mm-hmm. What is your motive of calling? Are you just some sick bastard or some shit? I can't remember what he said.
Well, he's the one with all the answers. He should know.
He knows everything.
Exactly.
Call that fucker.
All right. Well, hey, let's do that right now then. We'll be right back, everybody. Reclude's on the line. Hey, Reclude, are you interested in picking up after me here? I can't stay on for much longer.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go check. I haven't even fucking tried out my new audio setup past like going online, but.
Okay.
Let me just, give me like about 15 minutes and I'll work it out for you.
Okay, cool. Well, you let me know when you're ready to go on and I'll try to see if I can stay on that long so you don't lose any listeners. We got a pretty good number right now, so you should.
Oh, shit, yeah. Right after this call, I'll go fucking get ready then.
Awesome. All right, dude. All right, well, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back at Reclude. Just one moment.
No problem.
I got to call this number.
Hello, this is IDNet. Please leave a message at the beep.
Yeah, you fucks. You like that evolution, do you? You're going to hell!
I got your evolution right here. Yeah, hand release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's involving an ass whooping.
Yeah, exactly. My.
Wait a minute. No. You're the guy that... Wait a minute.
What?
I think we got this fucked up. Now, this is the guy... Does he like it? No, he doesn't like it. Okay, you're on our side, buddy. You're on our side. We got oral for you.
No, he likes... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, we like this guy. All right, yeah, we like you, John Calvert.
Okay, we got oral and anal for you. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you... However you want it, we'll hook it up for you.
Herp, you want a fucking toss salad, you dirty fuck? No, wait, you're on our side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. We got to take it out of schools. They're polluting minds with all that fucking evolution.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a bit of a
yeah, right on, you fuck. You fucking...
How long
Quankmaster's gonna own your ass.
Hang on, Reckless. I might lose you here. Hang on.
All right. No, it's not Reckless. It's Quankmaster.
Oh, yeah, Prankmaster. I may lose you.
This is on your recording. What are you doing to me, peace?
Oh,
my God. Hand release!
You know, they say Prankmaster's innocent now. That's the whole consensus.
Oh, fuck that. Fat fucking guitar playing bitch psychic.
He plays guitar. Oh, that bitch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fraud motherfucking bitch. Here's what the deal is, alright?
Yeah.
The bitch was fucking at a ham up her ass and her husband was talking and then Zolar mentions the Howard Stern show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, okay, she's awake.
Uh huh, exactly.
Fucking
yeah.
Bunch of bullshit.
Please enter your destination number now.
Yeah. Alright, well, I can go with that. All right, Regular, well, thank you very much for trying, Liz.
Let me get off of here, and I'll get prepared. It'll
right,
take
cool.
me a bit. But, yeah, that's fine. Don't even worry about it. I mean, if you got to go to bed. I'll pick up
will
what
you
I can.
Please try your call again.
All right, cool. All right. Good news. All right, thank you.
This is a recording.
Right. You're on the madhouse, Matt. Hey, just hang up, bitch.
Well, I had someone else calling in, but now they're no longer there. I think I know who it was. I'm not sure. I think it was Randy Dandy who was calling in. So, Randy, if that was you call in or anybody else, whoever was calling in, free mm-hmm. photo call back. That's 1-888-278-8509. You can be here. And I guess we have confirmation. Recluse going to try to go on after I leave at 10:30. Yeah. And what's all this, then? I don't know what that is. Someone said something weird in the chat room. Okay, Chinese crescent teacups. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, Reclude's got this thing where he's been finding, like, ads for pets or missing pets or people selling pets and calling and fucking with them like that, using that as a reason to call them.
Okay, all right. Hmm. Now, this one, I guess they're selling them? Yeah. All right,
yeah,
so
this one must be selling. I just remember hearing him saying he didn't explain it to me, but I know that was his concept, so that's what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
These are dogs.
Okay, that's a cool concept. All right, well, hang on. Let's try one of those, and we're going to try to buy a dog. Aw, they're not there. What a bunch of bastards.
Okay, you see the one that I just sent you? There's Steven Tyler's dad.
Is that for real?
That's what it says.
That'd be cool if that's for real.
Hell yeah, man. Bitch!
How about that, everybody? Yeah, someone was calling in. Steven Tyler. I don't know what to tell Steven Tyler's dad.
Oh,
though.
Shit.
I'm going to ask him his big ass.
An earthquake.
I can ask him his big ass list.
Randy Danny says, you won't answer your phone. That's Randy Danny that was calling.
Well, yeah, because I was in the middle of a prank call. I was in the middle of a prank call, that's why.
Yeah.
So, yeah, try it.
Well, he's on delay, so I figure he'll figure this out shortly.
He'll figure it out, and he can call back, and we'll put him on for sure. Let me try to call Steven Tyler's dad. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, mate. You know what I'm like?
You own the madhouse.
What's up, homie?
What up, dog? How you doing?
I know I'm from the streets, me and my friends from Compton.
All right, girlfriend, that's nice.
Yeah. Me
up,
and my... Nothing much.
How you doing, Randy? It's good to hear from you. It's been a while since you've been
here. I'm just doing fine and dandy.
All right, well, hence the name Randy Dandy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually works out pretty nice.
Exactly. So, your cards lose. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, then now I'm going to cheer for the White Sox.
I think the White Sox are going to pull it off, I'm pretty sure. So, So you're choosing to root for the White Sox, and in spite of what happened, then, right?
Yeah, but I'll never root for the Cubs.
Okay, well that's fine. Andy's not here. I'm not a baseball fan at all. I watch and everything, but baseball, me, it's, I don't know. I'm more of a football, NBA kind of guy myself. So too much standing around in baseball for me. You know what I mean? But hey,
yeah, I watch like college basketball.
Yeah, I can't get into college basketball. There's just so many teams. I don't know, man. It's hard to get into it, man.
Oh yeah, that gets confusing unless you get into one division.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I think that's what I got to do. Got to pick a division to stick to. I might do that. Might do that here soon. But anyway, so how you feeling? You feeling up to a prank call, or you feeling up to just calling and shooting the shit?
I'll do a call. I have school tomorrow, so all right. All
right, cool.
I'm in the mood to do one.
Well, look what I got. I've got Bozo. That's the name, Bozo, in California. Some weird guy answered a 955 and Lonesome called. With a strange accent, he called him, and he was blowing a clown horn into the phone. So that sounds like a trip. You gotta, like, ask this guy to come to your party or something. You know what I mean? Something's gotta go with this guy. So,
hey, did you manage to hear that one lady last night?
Oh,
kneeling
my
gay cult?
I've got it. The one I kneel? Yeah, I've got a copy of it here.
My God, that lady was hilarious.
Yeah, I'll play that. I'll play that here before I go, for sure. And I'll try to play that in between the time Rec Luke goes on, and I sign off. So, yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll play that. So if you can stay up for that, we'll play it for you. Okay, but
did you understand the word she was saying?
I understand some Milkman. Milkman understands that stuff. That's patois. That's like, isn't that Milkman?
It was actually a little bit of patois, but it was a lot of Jamaican.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't hear him, so.
She was really laying out some serious cussing. She was asking, like,
okay,
you know who the hell are you? I'll try. He can't hear me, so I'll tell you later.
Okay, tell me later. All right, Milkman. All right, yeah. So let me get you on with Bozo the Clown, all right? Well, I don't know if it's a clown, but his name is Bozo, at least, and he seems to be weird, so we'll put him on with you. All right, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with our guest caller, Randy Dandy. Excuse me.
Randy Dandy.
Be right back in just a moment, everybody. Bear with me. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Hello.
Hello, is this Bozo?
Hi.
Hello. I'm wondering, could you come to my birthday, my bar mitzvah?
I think you got the wrong number.
Well, I heard that my friend called you up, and he said that they were honking horns, and I have no idea, but I want a birthday party bad.
Well, good luck. Goodbye.
What am I going to have to do, call Mr. Rogers? Damn it.
What an asshole. I know, right? What are you going to do, call Mr. Rogers? He doesn't do appearances. He's dead. Yeah.
Please enter your destination number now.
You wanna try calling Dick Dick?
Dick Dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 31 minutes, 29 seconds.
This is Dick Dick in California.
Oh.
I think she's on to us. I think she got the call from Lonesome and decided to disconnect. Well, fuck. Damn it, nothing's going right tonight.
I was actually expecting, like, a guy with a weird voice to answer the Bozo one.
Yeah, I was hoping for that. Like, like a Krusty the Clown kind of guy sounding guy? That would be great. Damn
yeah,
man.
I was going to go. So I started with the bar mitzvah thing.
Yeah, that'd be great. Exactly. You just have to tell me, you have to be kosher. No matter what, you have to be kosher. You want to try one more here before I let you go? I got an Arlene and Gerald Weed.
Sure. Let's see if we can get any luck out of it.
Okay. Third time's a charm. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on. Arlene and Gerald Weed.
Hello?
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 Hey, man, did you hear about Rogers? What a
god damn it, man. Fuck these people, man. They're a bunch of assholes.
Hang on, call him back, and I'm like,
must be listening to the show.
Your destination number now.
Hang on, let's try him again.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 30 minutes, 29 seconds.
Okay, I'll do this.
All
right. I'm going to yell at him.
Okay. Gerald Weed.
we missed you. Call us on our cell phone.
Fuck you. Hang on.
24.
Hey, Joe, how's it going? I was trying to sell you some Girl Scout cookies, but it seems like you hung up on me.
Yeah, you bastard.
As you can tell, I have a real testosterone voice, and I'm obviously in the Girl Scouts. So call me back at 261-050. Bye. And I love you. You're sexy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, baby. Well, that's a bunch of ass. I don't know what's going on, man.
Well, there's no luck tonight.
There's no luck tonight, no? No? No. I'll try to do. I got these 12 extra minutes here to see what's up. Yeah, what's up?
Do you know what show Sean Ward's on tonight?
He's not on a... I don't think he's on a show. He's doing something. Let me go to the forum. I'll tell you real quick here. He's doing something. I'll tell you real quick. Where is he up here? His name is Sean Ward. He's over here. Show Conflictions, he says. He is on Ed's Night Party. Does that make any sense?
Oh, they must have re-invited him because he was already on that show.
Yeah, he said
he was in the hot tub.
Yeah, they're taping 4 episodes tonight. They taped 3 last night, I guess, so damn.
I'd hate to be the guy who's a puppet.
Yeah, what is this show? Is it a comedy sketch show or something?
What I've heard is it's... Actually, I think there's a clip in the forum somewhere.
Oh, really?
It's still there. But it's like a show, and it has this funny-looking puppet guy, and he's the host of the show.
Okay.
And it has this other woman, and she's the co-host. And they have this one part, and it's called the hot tub part. And, like, these have like, all these hot women gather around the hot tub guests.
Okay.
And, the last time Sean was on, he was a hot tub guest.
God damn. Okay. That's crazy. Wow. That sounds fun. Good for Sean Ward. That's like moving up, man. That's where I want to be in about a year. So is that Canada? I guess that's Canada.
Yeah, that's on, I think it's City TV.
City TV. All right, cool. City TV.
Yeah, I don't live.
City TV is the one that plays porno out there, too, right? Late at night or something?
Yeah,
like
I think at night. That's what Izzy says.
Okay.
All
right, cool. Cool. All right, man. Well, that works. Okay. Yeah, you're in Illinois, but okay, but Izzy. Izzy's, yeah. So what's up with Izzy, too, man? I haven't heard about him in a while.
He's had a disappearance. Wow. I guess he's too busy with his so-called girlfriends. You should see what he looks like, though.
Really?
I doubt he has that many.
Oh, really?
Or he just...
Oh, man.
He might, if girls in Toronto or wherever he lives are that easy, then I want to move there.
Oh, really?
But he kind of, if unless he's like my one friend who stalks girls, and the girls hate him. But I doubt that's easy. I wouldn't
okay.
know.
All right, well, let's see.
Good luck with the rest of the night and
yeah.
later.
Yeah, I'll do a few more minutes and I'll hand it over to somebody else. Hopefully, regular. If not, I don't know what.
I hope a real good call comes out of this.
I hope so. I hope so. If not, then...
We've had no luck in this.
Yeah. Well, if not, then it gives people something to listen to instead of just recorded shit. So, there we go. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
All right. Later.
Later.
All right. Bye.
Okay. That's Randy Dandy, everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. Dandy, for calling in.
Yeah. How you doing there?
Hi.
Hey, is this the Asian...
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this an Asian femdom?
Yeah.
Great. I'm interested. Well, talk me up. What's going on?
How'd you get her number?
I got it here. A friend of a friend sent it to me. My friend, Mr. Kim, sent it to me.
Okay. Have you done this before?
Yeah. Well, no. I've pretended a lot. I've never really done it. I love being submissive. And what kind of submission are we looking at? How far do you guys go?
Well, maybe you should go. You have a computer?
Yes.
I should go. You should go see your website first.
Oh, what's that?
It's Asia Sports.
Okay. When am I supposed to see there?
And sessions start at $300 for the hour. If you've never done sessions before, you need to send me a $100 deposit.
$100 deposit?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the $100 deposit? For what?
If you want to make a session.
Now, what, I'm going to get stepped on? Can I get stepped on?
Well, you go and look at the website, because if you've never done this before, you should familiarize yourself with what we do.
I'm familiar enough. You don't have to worry about that, okay? Don't get smart with me. Now, seriously, $100 deposit. Now, can I do this cash? It's got to be charged.
Please enter your destination number now.
What a punk.
There's another asshole for the night. Everybody I've been calling is just an asshole.
A bunch of punks.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. The Sunday night crowd's tough tonight.
Yeah, something. Hang on.
Come on.
Well, unfortunately, that didn't work out as planned. Because at the same time, I think Jupa's calling.
Are you looking at the chat room script?
Am I? No, I'm not looking at the chat room. I haven't looked in the chat room for a while now. Let me see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Scroll up
I guess
there where KDK came back on.
Okay, yeah, see it. Okay, well, so it is. Hang on here. Excuse me. Had to light something up there real quickly. Okay. Let me see if I got another call here. Another number I can call. Carlos Santana. Let me try to call Carlos Santana.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Carlos, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I don't have any Carlos Santana music. That'd be cool if I could play something right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, you do. I sent you about 5 songs of theirs.
Of Santana?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's Europa, right.
Django.
When I first
started. Bunch of them.
Okay.
Samba Pati, right.
I know. What's... What...
Samba Pati's good.
Hendrix.
Or Europa.
Do I really have that?
Yes, I sent you 5 of them, man.
I don't see them here. Ween Mariachi.
Yeah, they're some of the best cuts, man.
Okay, I see one here. All right, hang on, everybody. Let's try this. Ah, it works. Okay. Oh, this is a good song.
Perfect.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, everybody knows this one.
Let's get Carlos Santana. Oh, you know what? I should have got a caller. Anyway. Take that. Shut.
Boy, it'd be nice if we could get Reckley to do this. The Bruno Vega.
You're in the vent house.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself?
That's great. Not too bad. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you for calling. How you been tonight?
I'm excellent.
Good deal. I'm smoking a cigar right now.
Oh,
You ever smoke cigarettes, man?
No, that's stupid.
It is. We never tried. Never been curious just to try once.
No, because I have asthma.
Oh, yeah.
And that would kill me.
Yeah, it'll probably kill you. You want to stay away from that, true. True. Then again,
yeah.
you probably don't want to live in a big city either, because that'll kill you, too, if you have asthma.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what you got going on next week? School, huh?
What? Yeah, I have school next week.
That sucks.
But I'm going down to Florida, too.
Oh, when's that?
Thursday after this Thursday.
Okay. Where are you going? You going to South Florida or Central Florida? You know yet?
I'm going to Palm Beach.
Palm Beach, South Florida. Very beautiful down there. I do a lot of work. I go there like once every 2 months. I have to go down there for some of our vendors and my work. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. My brother lives there. He's like really rich. And he has a giant house with a plasma screen TV.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
All right. So
are we gonna make prank calls?
Yeah. You want to call I don't know what this is. Kilroy or something. I have no idea what this is. What they're trying to send me. I bet you Gerald Weed won't answer. I don't have any phone numbers right now. Unless you want to try to buy something from somebody. Let me go back to the other.
Do on the dog calls, Carlita.
Yeah, we can have you call, try to buy a dog. There's a Chinese crested. No, those are teacups. No, what is Chinese crested? Is that a dog?
It's a dog.
That is a dog?
Dogs aren't teacups.
I don't know. Okay, well.
Teacup is a size.
Teacup. Oh, the teacup size. Oh, Jesus. Whatever, man. I don't hate dogs, but this is. People who are into dogs are really weird.
It's expensive.
Or if you want to call the Hooters in Phoenix, I have that number just came in right now, confirmed from Lonesome Loser, if you'd like to try that. What do you prefer?
Oh, let's call Hooters.
Let's call Hooters. It's on. All right, everybody, be right back with the next call of the night. It'll be the last call of the night, actually, because I'm being informed by Starlight in the chat room that Reckless is ready to go. So we're going to turn it over to him so I can... do my chores that I have to do around here. Got a lot of shit to do. But we'll get you one more call for the night. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay, Mom. Just a second.
All right, Mom. So your mama said hi.
Yeah, he says hi.
He actually said that. That's funny.
Please enter your authorization code now.
Okay. Thank you for calling Hooters at the Arizona Center. Cindy, how can I help you?
What was that? You talk really fast.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't understand it when you talk that fast. Please repeat what you just said.
I said thank you for calling Hooters at the Arizona Center. This is Cindy. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Can I help you with something?
Yeah. I was just wondering. Like, my girlfriend, she's like 12. She's got A cups. And she's been trying to get a job at Hooters for, like, 6 years. And they said no. And I was wondering, if you want me to come down there, I'll tell you what's what.
All right, you go ahead and do that, and then you can also write a letter to your governor that states that you could have to be 19 in Arizona to serve alcohol, and 16 just to get a job, okay? You have a great night, and please don't call back.
I'm going to poop on your chest.
You're gonna poop on her chest, man. That's just, yeah. There you go. You got balls, man. That's how you do it. Wow.
Yeah. I got some balls here.
I got some poop balls for you. All right, man.
Please enter your destination number now.
Ah, shut up, woman. Hang on. God, I hate that bitch. Hello. You there?
Hello. I'm here.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much. That was a great call, man. All right, man.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Good night, then.
All right, you have a good night.
I'll call into Reclude or whatever.
All right, good deal. He'll be right on, everybody. All right, yeah, thank you. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Well, then, Milkman. Yeah, we're not going to say
that. That was great.
Yeah, that was
now,
great.
I'll get mixed up now. Was that Matt or Mark? I thought that was Matt.
I thought that was Jupe. Whoever Jupe is, that was him, I thought. I
okay.
Know.
I thought it was Jupe, but hell, they got so many interchangeable names, you know.
Mark. That was Mark.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it was Mark.
Okay. They make good calls. Yeah. And whichever one it was, they always make good calls.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it had to be Mark because Matt's in the chat room, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, everybody, thank you very much for being with us for a quick hour, about an hour show there that we did. Again, I'd like to apologize to KDK for the misunderstanding and playing his material. There was no disrespect intended. I hope everything is fine, and I still have a show. Didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, and I understand if I'm suspended. That's fine. And Milkman, you should really take the blame for it because you sent it to me. And
yeah, I did send it, KDK. I didn't realize that was something that wasn't to be used.
Yeah,
so nice. I did send the call. I edited it down to minus 3 dB before I sent it.
I think you owe KDK an apology too, Wilkman. And you know, I mean, you didn't ask for.
I apologize.
Yeah, you're a music pirate. I'm just kidding, man. I'm sure everything's okay. I'll talk to him off the air and we'll straighten it out. And maybe I should just stop talking about it. Anyway, well, thank you everybody who called in. Reclude, Matt, Mark, whoever that was, Randy Dandy for calling in also. Am I missing anybody? No. I think that's all we took today, right?
What happened to Carlos Santana?
Never got to, but Reclude's ready to go. I'm going to let him go because I really need to get that shit done. I might join into his show later. I'll call in his show or whatever later or something like
all
that.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Milkman, also for being out
Thanks
with me.
Thanks a lot, man, for having me on. This is a blast, man.
Right.
A good time.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, PCU. We love you.
All right. Thank
Mad
you.
Madman, everybody out there, Dr. Lego and KDK, our sponsor.
Right.
It's all for you guys. Everybody listens.
Yeah. And everybody be sure to stay tuned. As soon as possible, we'll have Reclude's Sunday night hand release. In just a moment. And I thank you all for joining. Have a great week. We'll catch you here this Thursday at 9:15 or later. Bye for now. Well, damn it. I just shut the fucking music off. Fuck.
What did the Carlos Santana go on out
deals with me. That's only the song I have, man. Oh. We'll get with that. Hang on, everybody.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.